Rashi says, Chetzer Mushrat, V'yayim Ekach Adalayla, but V'yayim Ekenevel, looks like a Nevela. And half of it's skinned and half not, it doesn't look nice. There it's a design kochim, so maybe there Rabbi Shmuel, our Rabbi Shmuel and our Mishnah, maybe would agree with the Chum over there. Eimelech Rabbanu Sirelei, maybe Rabbi Shmuel would agree to the Rabbanim, that you have a Hetem Mishim B'Zoyim Kochim to skin the whole Korban B'Pesach. In Amiris, Ad Kamer Kamer Rabbi Shmuel B'Nei, Shem Rabbi Yochanan Ben Baruch HaHosam, when did Rabbi Shmuel B'Nei say the Halacha B'Korban Pesach, that you now have a skin more than you have to, more than to the breast, Ela D'Yisavad Lei Tzorach Kavoya, that you did what you have to do for Tzorach Kavoya, like you did what you have to take out the Emurim. For like Tzorach, Achun Shabbos, and the rest of it, there's no purpose to be Mechal Shabbos for it. You don't gain anything to be Mechal Shabbos for it. Avon Hochav, and now Mishnah, to Lei Yisavad Lei Tzorach Kavoya, you did not do everything you need, like we said before, that Avad, it's much easier from five Soyim to get out a pure Yisoyim. So therefore, since you have to get a pure Yisoyim of barley flour for the Mincham, so maybe you'll have to do whatever you have to. The Tzorof Lachun Shabbos is considered you have to be Mechal Shabbos to make sure you have fine flour. Say Mekra Beren Tzirlei. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel B'Noi Shabrachim Avruka would be masking to Chomim now Mishnah that you're allowed to cut down five even on Shabbos. So it means Kerabonim means even though the Rabbanim says Echad B'Chol V'Echad B'Shabbos HaSholosh, that's because they hold that's all you need. But then Echadami, if they would hold you need more on the weekday, it could be they would hold you do that amount on Shabbos also. So it could be that Rabbi Shmuel B'Noi over there does not hold that Gar Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah. So therefore, like Rabbi, what you're saying, the more Dingzach, it's not right. So more says Rabbi like this. Elo Omer Rabbi, Rabbi said like this better. That Rabbi Shmuel, for Rabbi Chanin, is Kana Kahanim, Omer Dov Rechad. Maybe in our Mishnah, two Mandi Yomrim, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Chanin is Kana Kahanim are saying the same thing. The Tzvan brought in our Mishnah in the Sefer, that Rabbi Chanin is Kana Kahanim Oimer, he says, that Peshabis, Nikza B'Yochid, only one person cuts down the barley. The Mad Lech with one knife, or the Kutachat with one basket, trying to do the least Malach as possible. Ubachob on the weekday, if the 16th day of Nisan comes down the weekday, then Bishloishi used three people. Or Bishloish Kupas are three baskets, each one has his own basket. Or Bishloish Magolos, each one has his own knife. However, it says the Chomron, the Chomron, say no, that Echot Shabbos, whether it's Shabbos, the second day Pesach, the Echot Chol or weekday, still you always do Bishloish Kupas are three baskets, Bishloish Magolos are three knives. Now, Ni Lai Kamer Abchanina Ben Sekana Kahanim. Didn't Rabbi Chanin Sekana Kahanim say, Hosam, Kivun Diyesh Letachinon, since it's possible to be cut down with one person, with one knife, with one basket, to not do more than you have to do in the Chal Shabbos, is so Ochinam here also in the Reisha. Kivun Diyesh Letachinon, since it's possible just to cut down three saws worth of barley, and from that work is sifted over and over again, that's all you could do. So Rabbi Chanin would be masked from Yishmol in our Mishnah. Smor again says no, Mimah, who said so? Domenei bi, ad kamer kamer Rabbi Shmuel. Hocho, el deleko, pisul menusa. When does Rabbi Shmuel say that she only cut down three? And that's fine, because there's not a pisul menusa in it. I will ask him over there, the yikra pisul menusa, and the krabonin srilei. Maybe he'll be made to rabonin svor. It's better to have more people, Isaac, in cutting down the barley, as if to teach the Baisers that they're wrong, that you're allowed to be Deicha Shabbos. So the more people that do it, that's called a person. So maybe he would agree that you're supposed to even farsam the Dover. And Rashi says, V'yadim b'sholosh l'farsam ha-dover, shek'tzir ha-seimah v'moitzoy tezvah b'nisin, mevnei ha-baisusim. Shoimim, they used to say, Eilei mebor, ela b'yecha b'shabbos. They used to say, no, you only have to bring it on a Sunday, not in the middle of the week. So therefore, we would ask one of him if I him the ktsira. Therefore, if you have two or three people doing it, it's a bigger person. And weiter, inam yiroz ad kam lo kam rabbi kaninus kana kana mosam. Di bechad I vishalesh tzor gavoy mustazit kichosay. Like when does rabbi kaninus say you only have one person cut it down? Because those doesn't make enough kamina. The actual cutting down will be just as good whether one person does it, whether three people do it. It'll be the same thing. So Sarah Gavoy would be done Kilchosai, therefore he doesn't know from the smell of Pearson true. So therefore Yod is enough, better off just one person do it. Avloch, but over here, if you hold in smaller that you have to have five soyin, that gives off a better, it's easier to get out the isoyin of a barley flour. If so, Sarah Gavoya is a mikrabon and sirulei. Maybe Rabbi Chanina would argue that Yishmael Hovah's rabbonin that on Shabbos you have the right to do whatever you need. So again, they're not totally zed is there. So when it says, Ela Rav Omer Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says like this, that Rabbi Yishmael, for Rabbi Yaisi Omer Dover Echod, our Rabbi Yishmael, and the Loch of Rabbi Yaisi, they all said the same thing. That's the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. The Tanan would learn like this, Ben Shinira Ba'olol, with question of Kiddush HaChodesh, that two Eidim saw the moon, the new moon last night, that whether they saw it boldly, they saw it clearly, everybody can know about it. Or Bain Shalom Yerubol, whether they didn't see it clearly, that not everybody would see it. Still, Mechal Olam as a Shabbos, they have a right to be Mechal Shabbos, to come to Besdin, even if it means to be Mechal Shabbos in order to get to Besdin, to tell them on Shabbos that they saw the new moon last night, they're allowed to. We have the Yaisi, the Yaisi says depends. If Nira be Olol, if they saw the moon last night clearly, so then Ein Mechal and Olam as a Shabbos, then they have no right, if they have to be Mechal Shabbos to get to Besdin, they have no right to. What's the Svara? That since they saw it clearly, most probably other people also saw it clearly. So therefore, they have no right to rest because they know it's not necessary. And some other Eidim will come to Besdin to tell them that they saw the moon last night. But if they didn't see it clearly, neither was a little cloudy, so then maybe they were the only ones that saw the moon, then their fathers have a right to be Mechal Shabbos. So you see what Rabbi Yossi hold. Milo Yom Rabbi Yossi, doesn't Rabbi Yossi say, Hosam, Kivon Diyev Shalot Tachinam, since the moon they saw the sun was clearly, then most probably other people also saw it. Therefore, Shalom is served, there should not be Mechal Shabbos. So Achinami, now Mishnah also, the Holak of Yishmael, that Kivon Diyev Shalot Tachinam, since it's possible to make these soren of flour just from three soyim, so you have no right to cut down five, just cut down three. So if Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Shmuel, so Gemara says back, no, Vimah, who told you like that? Dilma, maybe. Yes, Gemara says, Vimah, who said so? Dilma, maybe, Yad, Kano, Kam, Rabbi Shmuel, Hoch, Rabbi Shmuel, and he says, no, Mishnah, El Deleko, Nimtseis, Ato, Machshir, Mosanovei. And there's no problems. Like we tell you, not to be there for Shabbos means not to cut down five, only cut down three stores. Here, there's no problem. My shaken over there by the Kiddush HaKodesh, there is a problem that we tell the Eidim not to go this year, there may be Machshir not to go next year either. Like once you tell them not to go, even though you have a reason now this year, because you think other people saw it also, but the Eidim, they come to think, listen, they tell me not to go this year, I want not to go next year either. So the Eidim won't come to tell the Besdin about Kiddush HaKodesh. Therefore, there's a special sort of say, let the Eidim come to tell Besdin about the Kiddush HaKodesh. And weiter, Dilma maybe Akalakum Rabish. Weiter mit, Aber hasse mir den Nimsas at the Machshir, Rasa Lovoi, you're going to put a mikshow, a trap, the next year they may not come, we tell them to come better. And the Krabbanit Sirulei, in Amir, or else like this, Ad kan lo kom Rabbi Yosi Yosem. Rabbi Yosi only said over there, El de lekot sara gevoya, there's no purpose of gevoya. For that nipne Shabbos mitchais, that Lamaisa, since the moon was seen clearly, for sure that the other Eidim coming to Besdin, so it's not necessary for these Besdin now to come for Kiddush HaChodesh. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi tells the Eidim, do not be Mechal Shabbos, don't go to Besdin. Avloch, over now Mishnah, tihikot sara gevoya. There is a reason to cut down five. Like in the weekday, you Rabbi Shmuel hold, you're supposed to cut down five soyim. It's easier, you get a better isel then. If so, v'nitne Shabbos litchais, and the Rabbanan Sirilei, maybe Rabbi Yosef would agree to the Rabbanan, and not like Rabbi Shmuel, that if you hold, you need five in the weekday, it could be Rabbi Yosef would hold, who then you can cut down five soyim on Shabbos also. That's all called Tzorech Gevoya. Now the Gemara says, Itmo, not like this. Shochat shtei chatois shel tzibur, yeshechted two chatis of a tzibur, v'yein yitzarech alachas, you did this on Shabbos, you only need one of them. Rashi says, shochat b'shabbos, beis chatois shel tzibur, grain, echad shel siru yavoy dezoro, or siru regal b'shabbos, repetecho regal.
That's how it is in Rashi. But the Shita says, Kagoin, that Shechal Rosh Chodesh Eichol Amoy B'Shabbos, the Soroch Lahakriv Soyech Hatis Echot, and B'Shagar B'Shtayim, and he made a mistake and brought two of them. But really, you only have to bring one today, and he brought two. So Lachri is Chayv Al Ashniya, Chatis Rosh Deshayim Gul, Kesav Amut Roshat B'Shabbos, Hoy Roshat Tziburu, Vitoya, because the Chiv and the Shachar Rishon, Sulech Chazi Al Tzibur. Or you only need one, so as soon as you shech to the first one, you yotze, the second one is shlo l'tzerech, therefore you have to be in the chattis, it's called you do a mechal shabbos, the shegig. So that's this halach of Itmar again. Shochat shtei chatoyes shotzibor. You shech to two chatoyes today, you thought you have to bring both, but really the tzerech l'achas, you only need one of them. Shama Rabbi says, V'itema Rabbi Ami chayiv al hashniya, Yechayiv a korban, it's called Yedidah B'Shegeg, Yechayiv on the second one. Or pot ala v'shayna, but the first one is potter, that's muti, and last night of Shabbos. V'afilu nischap alay b'shniya, even if the kaporah first comes with the second one. V'afilu nimseis rishayna kachusha, and even if it comes out the first one was kachush, was weak, still Yechayiv on the second one. The Rashi says, when Misa says, the film is Chata Vishniya means, Kagoyin Shenishbach Dama Rishayim, Liyacha Shchita Shniya. In other words, you first shechted both Chatois. So the Shas you shechted the second one, you had no Heta then. At that time, you had the first Chatois. See, even though later, the Shas is Rikas Adam. The Dama of the first one was Nishbach and got lost. So Lamaisi had no Kapora from the first one. So now, it's Taka Mutter to bring the second one. But since at the time when you made the shita of the second one, it was Zahuto, you're still chayiv. The same thing, even though later we find out that the first one was kochish, was weak. And now you would have had a right to bring the second one. But since at the time when you made the shita of the second one, you had no right to, it's called an aveira. And for that, you're chayiv a chattis. So Murray asked the question, Omi Yom Rabba, okay, is it true that Rabba says like this? I Yom Rabba, Rabba says like this. What's going to be, Hoy Yulafonov, Shtei Chatoyiz? Person has two chatois. Acha shmeinu, one is a fat animal. The achas chusha, one is a weak, a lean one. Shochat shmeinu, let's see, you shechted the fat one first. The achakach shochat chusha, and then you shechted the weak one. Chayet nechnami, this happened on Shabbos. So you zichah yotze with the first one. You had no heter to shech the second one, therefore you chayet. What's going to be the opposite way? Kachusha, first you shechted the weak animal. The achakach, then shmeinu is potter. That's your potter. Because vice versa, because now you have a head to the shech the second one. You have right to say, since the second one is more fatter, I want to bring that one for the korban. So why do you say here, Yechayiv? For loye, not only this, el l'shoim b'mloy, ha'bo shmen l'chatchila, v'shochat. But she says, alafim l'chatchila b'mloy, l'yach ha'shchitas k'chusha, that if you first shech the weak one, we still tell you, ha'bo shmen l'chatchila v'shochat, even though it's Shabbos. We tell you that l'chatchila, go ahead and bring the better one, bring the fatter one. So how could Rabbi say Yechayah for the second one, and here it's Masha for Rabbi, L'chatchila, that he brought the weak one first, L'chatchila, go and bring the better one, the fatter one. So Mora says, Yiboyasem, if you want to tell like this, Sami Kechusha Mekamai Senechnami, take away Kechusha. Rashi, Sami Kechusha Mimusa Kamai Senechnami, take out that halacha. He didn't mean to say that. He only meant to say, when you shechted both of them, Yechayah for the second one, if they're both just as fat. But in the case with the second one, the first one was kochush, then taki not chayiv. The boy said, if you want to tell like this, Hahi Rabbi Ami Omro, that's Rabbi Ami that said that. In other words, Rashi, the boy is saying, he commands Rabbi Ami Omro, Vesami Rabbi Minei, it wasn't Rabbi that said it, rather it was Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami holds Yechayiv. Oh, Malay Ravid Rabashi, Nim says, for Rishon Kahusha, the Neimayin Mao. What's going to be after you shechted the first one? Now it comes out that inside of the Bnei Mayin is weak. So Rashi says, "Mepchilo hayin nira shmein." At the beginning, taka looks fat, but v'hash to the mishkaka chusha, u'mikore kishoch l'shniya l'shoch to v'shus to a diamond inside the shenik chusha. So what's going to be the kids that you shechted both chatois? So at the time when you shechted, really you did not know the first one was weak. You thought it was healthy. So really, at the time when you shechted the second one, you had no right to do it. But after the shechita, then when you opened up the first korban, you found that it was kochush. So now really you had a right to bring the second one. So now, what do we say? And the question is, according to Rabba, do we say you poter or do we say you chayiv? No. Bosom achshav toyavlinim, So we go back to your machshava right now. For God will be surah kamechavin. At your machshava, the way you were thinking, the shas you made the second shechita, at that time, you did not know the first one was kochosh. So your intentions were to do an aveira. So you should be chayiv. Or there may be, let's go up to the actual action what happened. And the actual action that happened was, lamaisa, the first animal was a kochosh. It was a weak one. If so, according to Rabbah, you have a head to look at Hidari even to go now and check the second one. Even though you didn't realize it at that time, but since it's mutar, maybe you go boss the maestro, you'll be better. That's the shal, according to Rabbah, in this case, you go boss his machshavta, his thoughts were the issa, because at that time it was not known yet that the first one was kochosh. Because when does Rabbah say allowed to, that the after you made the shchit on the first one, now you see clearly it's kochosh. And the second one is shmeina, you have a right to check the second one. But here, after the first shechita, you did not know yet that it's kochosh. You thought that it's good. So therefore, you, at that time, you had no right to check the second one. So your machshavta was nisa. But later, after you opened up the first one, you found that it was kochosh. So lemaisa, so lemaisa was okay. What do we say? So lemaisa said back to him. So Rabashi said back to Ravino, lav hainu de rabo verova. Isn't this the shaila about rabo verova? Yitna will learn like this. Shoma Shetova Tinik Diyam. Let's say you heard over that the kid is drowning in the ocean. Oporish Mitsuda, and you spread out your nets now. Lahala is dogim, that you have intentions to still go fishing. The hell are dogim. And the mice you caught fish, Havad Yechai. For that you have rent, there's not there Chashava to catch fish. What's going to be though? Lahala is dogim, the hell are dogim, Tinik. Let's say you had in mind just to go fishing. But the mice, what came up, was the kid also. So are you chayiv now for this maestro or not? Rabbi, we're mechayiv. I says, Rabbi, we're mechayiv. You go boss your machshava. Since your machshava was just about fishing, and you went fishing, you chayiv for that. Ah, you brought up the kid, but your machshava was not for that purpose. For Rabbi, I'm a potter. Rabbi says, no, you're potter. Why? Because you go boss of a maestro. La maestro, when you lifted up this net, you caught the kid. So therefore, it's mutter to do that. Even though fish came up with it, so what? So you see clearly, Rabbi goes boss of your maestro. And the Yadkan to now Rabba loika potter, Rabba, when did Rabba say it's potter? And the Kivun the Shoma, only because the Maisi heard before that where the kid was drowned. I mean, therefore we say, Nami Daita Tinik, that even though he had intentions to go fishing, but for sure it's in his mind also to save the kid. Avo bod loy Shoma, let's say this person did not hear that the kid was drowning, and so therefore he only went just to go fishing, loy, Mash, even though the Maisi, when he went fishing now with his net, he picked up the kid, he would be chayiv. So who you see, even according to Rabbi, you go bosa machshavtai. We do not go bosa as myself. If his machshava was just to go fishing, and he had no intentions at all of saving the kid, even though the mice at the end he did save the kid, you'll be chayiv. So who you see, clearly you go bosa your machshava. Vika the army, something like this, no, omalei, haino plataya the Rabbi Rava. This is the machwekas in Rabbi Rava. If we learn like this, shavti goes, lo shona, that Shama Shtava Tidik Biyam, you heard the Shama, he goes, yes or not, but the kid was drowning. Or Polish Mitzud Lalas Dogim, you put out your net to catch fish. Vela Dogim, and you caught the coarse fish of the Chayef. Lalas Dogim, Vela Tidik, the Dogim, you picked up both of them. So Rabbi Rama Petit, Lamaisi Pot, you go Bosa, the Maisa, Lamaisi, you saved the kid, you put him. Rabbi Rama Chayef, Rabbi Rama Pot is the Bosa Maisa, go Bosa is Maisa. Rabbi Mechai is the boss of Machshavtei. He go boss his Machshava. The three kids is the Machlekes. Rabbi Barova, he go boss the Yemaisav. That Lemaisi Yemaisav was that you save the kid, you be potter. And Rabbi says, no, you go boss the Machshavtei. Your Machshava was not to save the kid. Your Machshava was just to go fishing. And Lemaisi did bring up a fish. Like if you would have just brought up the kid, pshit you be potter. But now that Lemaisi brought up both the kid and the fish, so you chayef your Machshava. So kids, you see, that's the Machlekes, Rabbi and Rava.
Halumar says, Omar Rabbi says, Chayle, a person that's sick, Shamdu legregras achas, that the doctor says this person has to eat now one dried fig, that's what he needs. Verotzu asar ben ayodim, the viyus, so 10 people first ran to bring this chayle on Shabbos, to bring him this dried out fig. The viyus asar legregras, each one brought one, so now he has 10, but Vasach did it at one time, Pturim. The real potter, there's even though the Mechal Shabbos, but this person was a Chayla Sheish Pesachana,
So that's because you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to run to do it. So each one, the Shasi did it, like Rashi says, Techulam the mitzvah nefchavnu, is p'turim, the hazor is lechela meshubach. The path you go to save a chela, it's meshubach. So the raw potter. Afilo bezeach has even the blow one after another. And Afilo caught down the Hebrew Rishina. Even though in the first one brought him the Gregorius, he ate it and it became well, still, Bishas, the other ones went to do it, they did not know he's well yet, they thought he's still sick, so Bishas, they did it, the Machshava was Leptur, therefore it's Potter. Boy, you wrote, Rabbi has a shot like this, what's going to be Chayla Shem Dulishtei Gregorius? The doctor says this sick person, Chayla Shem Pesachona, needs two figs to get well. Now, the Yeshtei Gregorius Bishnei Uksin, you have a fig tree, there are two different branches, each one has a fig, so you could pull off the two branches and you'll have the two figs. But Visholish Brukasachas, there's one branch that has three figs. So which branch should you pull off? Hai Minayim Asinin, which one should we bring? Shtayim Asinin to Chazle, should we just take off one and one, because that's all it needs is just two? Or do we maybe Visholish Masinin, you're better off cutting off the one branch that has three on it, to come and buy it, Ketzirah, because you're doing less of a Malach on Shabbos. You're not doing such two ksiras, you're only doing one ksira. So Moshe ben Achdami, that's the lacha. Pshit it simple, sholosh masinan. That of course you should only cut off the one branch that has three figs on it.